We lopen nog steeds door Colchester Castle. U hebt al veel gehoord dat het Romeinse oorsprong heeft. Het kasteel is te bezoeken als een museum. En dat doen we samen met Steven.
Well, hello again. We're back in Colchester Castle. We are now in front of two of probably the finest, or two of the finest tombstones, certainly they've been found in Britain, and probably in Europe. They are of exceptional quality, and they're very fine because actually when they were discovered, they were actually face down, so they were actually facing down in the ground. And it's thought that they were actually pushed over during the revolt by Boudica. Now, Queen Boudica, or Boadicea, actually destroyed Colchester in the year AD 60. Mm-hmm. And we think these were actually destroyed as a mark of
very
how
unique,
they are think, extremely yeah. unique. And in fact, this one here, which we have the tombstone of Marcus Favonius Facilis, mm-hmm. he was a Roman centurion. Mm-hmm. And actually, people come from all over Europe to study Roman centurion armor, because that's one of the finest representations of a Roman centurion that we have in history. It's a fantastic object, and we're very, very lucky to have it in our collection. This one here is Longinus Stapizzi. He was a cavalry officer in the Thracian regiment. He was an auxiliary. This meant he wasn't a Roman. Mm-hmm. He actually came from the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And again, it shows here a very fine representation of him on horseback, mm-hmm. and he's actually trampling one of the native Britons on his shield. And look, you see he's cowering with his long hair. And his face was only discovered quite recently. I think his face was only discovered about 15 years ago. And his face was actually reinstalled back on the tombstone. So again, these would have been very brightly coloured when they were in situation. Mm-hmm. But as far as they're nearly 2,000 years old, they're in pretty good condition, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.